Day two of the NFL's annual meetings in the books. Matt Boyer joined now by Andrew Mason and Mace back here in beautiful Boca Raton, Florida. We got a chance to hear from Coach Gary Kubiak this morning. Big takeaway from you at his breakfast.
Well, start with the quarterback position. It's all pretty much everyone wants to talk about. He spoke highly of Mark Sanchez, spoke of how advanced he is in this scheme because he's been in West Coast schemes with University of Southern California and the New York Jets. Also spoke highly of Trevor Siemian, saying, hey, we've got to rush him along. He's got to be ready. He's got to make that jump from year one to year two. Didn't want to talk about Colin Kaepernick because, of course, he's under contract with the 49ers, and he really can't say anything on the record. Did mention the team had looked into Robert Griffin III, and, of course, he's a free agent, so he can mention that. But Kubiak did say that they've talked about a lot of different possibilities at quarterback. So I think, there's a lot of hubbub about the fact that he said, hey, they evaluated Robert Griffin III, but they evaluated a lot of guys. It was just that he was the one that he was asked about at that point, and that's who he mentioned.
Yeah, Coach Kubiak seemed very at ease where the Broncos stood, and he has every reason to be coming off a Super Bowl victory really just a little bit more than a month ago. And Mace, one of the biggest things I thought that came out of this breakfast was, as we talked about before, maybe some of the smaller names not mentioned. Coincidentally, Owen Daniels, not a guy who is currently on the roster. However, somebody who could play a role next season for the Broncos.
Yeah, Kubiak said the door is open to Daniels potentially coming back. Of course, part of the issue right now for the Broncos is their current salary cap situation. They have just over $2 million of cap room, and of course, that and then some is what's going to take to get all the draft picks signed when we get into May. So there's still some steps left to be taken. Of course, Ryan Clady's probably, what happens to him is probably the biggest step to get some free room there potentially. But Daniels is a possibility, but he also talked about Jeff Heuerman coming off the torn ACL. Expects Heuerman to have a big role this year. So, even if Daniels does come back, and certainly he's never played for any coach, or offensive play caller, at least, but Gary Kubiak in his career. If Daniels comes back, that'll help, but they're expecting a lot from Jeff Heuerman this year.
All right, day two of the NFL's annual meetings in the books. One more day to go. Tomorrow, Wednesday, we'll hear from NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. But for now, for Andrew Mason, I'm Matt Boyer from beautiful Boca Raton, Florida.